This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning, and welcome back to Garden Talk right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is hour number two of this three-hour edition. Of course, if you would like to join us when a line becomes available, you can call us at 457-1290. This hour will continue with What Plant I Am. We're going to learn a lot about lilacs in a few minutes. We're also going to go in the grass with Randy Titcher from Green Velvet Sod Farms, continuing to talk about a lot of very important topics on this Earth Day, and including, I'd like for you to stay tuned today at 8 o'clock this morning Eastern. We're going to talk about something that has dramatic effects on our well-being, more so than just our landscape, our own well-being. And we're going to talk about the effects of invasive plants to our health, to our environment, and the effects of it to our native animals. This is going to be some riveting stuff coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, so stay tuned. We're going to talk about some things that may make some people, frankly, John Tisdale, quite uncomfortable. And one of the jobs that I do here on Garden Talk is I try to bring you into a place where you get to learn about things. And my job is to talk about how you can be more successful and how you can make this world a better place. As we begin this morning, a little bit about myself. My name is Mark Weber. I've hosted this show for 26 years, going on 27 come August. I hold a couple degrees in horticulture from a place called Ohio State University. I'm a board-certified master arborist. I am tree risk assessment qualified. I am qualified as a certified tree expert in the United States. And I am a guy who loves to talk about plants, and I'm the president of Mark Weber's Landscaping. You want to learn a little bit about my firm, go to www.weberlandscaping.com. And without further ado, up on the horticultural hotline, we're joined by your friend and mine and fellow troublemaker, Rich Pearson. How are you, Rich?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Rich, first of all, did you see the blog post I put at gardentalkblog.com that showed a correlation in increased crime rates related to loss of trees in the city streets of Cincinnati?
No, I haven't gotten a chance to read that yet.
Yeah,
What Plant Am I post.
Yeah, you behave yourself there. Behave.
I will. What? You're going to if I'm bad.
I will hit the mute button and boot you off. I'll boot you off. But I'm going to make it, before we jump into the world of lilacs, I'm going to, talk a little bit later this morning about the importance of planting trees. And on Earth Day of all days, trees do matter, and trees are what, in a lot of ways, we have lost a lot of related to emerald ash borer and a number of other issues of invasive plants. And there seems to be a major disconnect of the younger generation with trees. And I've decided that if I don't do anything before I die, I'm going to find a way to get people, particularly in my kids' age bracket, to become more appreciable of trees. So
I think that's a noble and noteworthy goal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Rich, one of my greatest plant memories as a kid is this beautiful purple lilac that set in my grandmother's garden. I believe to this day it was probably a French hybrid of some sort, of which I'd have no idea. She had it as a hand-me-down plant, so to speak. And this is a group of plants that are so perfect for Ohio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're tolerant of soil conditions that we have. They're tolerant of upper range pHs. We've got lilacs that get tall. We've got lilacs that are trees. We've got lilacs that are shrubs. We've got lilacs that come in an array of colors, and I will shut up about lilacs and let you talk.
Well, it's very odd here because I have a similar memory, fond plant memory as a child of lilacs, the greenhouse property that I was raised on. My great-grandfather apparently having time on his hands as a greenhouse grower, not knowing how that ever happens, but he apparently had a hobby of hybridizing lilacs.
Hmm.
And there were, along the service road, there were probably 15 houses going down the hill, greenhouses. And so between the road and the neighbor's property, he planted out all of these plants that he had been growing, been hybridizing. And so there was this avenue of a wall probably 15 feet tall of white and lavender different lilacs growing. I thought that was just pretty common. Everybody had a wall of lilacs. In and they were amazing because, you know, just I remember the sensation that I discovered early on, and it still delights me today. As much as I like to cut them and bring them in, just sticking your face right into that cluster on the plant,
yeah,
the sensation of the petals and then inhaling the perfume, it's just remarkable. Yeah, I think lilacs are some of the best spring flowers.
Well, you know, and there are a group of plants that are relatively insect and disease free. Mm-hmm. The borers that typically go after them are borers that go after older, tired lilacs. So if we can do a little bit of renovation type of pruning and cut out the lower sections of the lilac, we can force them to grow new shoots that give us better quality blooms. And, you know, I used to have a pretty extensive collection of roses, and quite frankly, I ran out of time to take care of them. And I converted my rose collection into a lilac collection. And
great idea.
You know, and it's one of those collections, Rich, that I can literally neglect. Very little pruning. We'll come through about once every 6-7 years and do a stool prune to reduce the overall height of all the plants, let them resprout up. And I got, you know, beautiful, you know, one of my favorites, by the way, is Charles Jolly.
Absolutely. I think that's a wonderful lilac.
You know, Charles Jolly is one that's so beautifully purple. And so the fragrances, my wife accuses me of propagating a French perfume shop in my garden, because the flower scents smells of Charles Jolly and others is just absolutely spectacular.
And the flower clusters themselves are so robust. I think it's probably one of the most vigorous of the blooms, and I love the color, that deep burgundy purplish. It's just remarkable, and it tends to be, it grows fast and it blooms fairly early comparatively with the other lilacs,
right? And you know, Rich, one last one before I must let you go because of the constraints of time. It's in my garden, and I believe it should be in everybody else's garden, is one called Sensation.
And I've grown Sensation. It's it is growing. It's growing right now at the Cox Arboretum Metro Park.
And Sensation is one that has purple flowers, but the flowers individually are lined and edged in white. And it is a sensation. I would say it's not as fragrant as others, but the flower clusters, when you see this purple lilac with, and it has purple buds as it begins to pop. Once those flowers open up, the flowers have basically these beautiful purple straps on each of the four petals of the flowers, and they're lined on the outer edges in white. And it is one that lasts a considerably amount of time. This makes a beautiful hedge, a beautiful accent. The other thing that I will tell you about Sensation from my life experiences with it is one that doesn't get as tall as other lilacs. It's pretty much in that 8 to 10 foot range. And it is spectacular. Now, for all folks who grow lilacs, just keep in mind they need something called sun. Sun produces flower buds. If you limit the sun, you'll still have green leaves, but no flowers. And lastly, be careful not to prune them much after the middle of July because you will cut off next year's flower buds.
Right. I tell people prune them maybe within 2 weeks of the finish of bloom, and that way you're safe because the buds start to form about then.
And I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
I was thinking about this morning. Of all the plants I can think of that deer don't eat, lilac is one of them.
That's true, because while we're talking, I'm watching three deer in our yard, and they've been munching on everything, but they leave the lilacs alone.
You know, and I just realized that was you and I were talking, that lilac is one of the few shrubs that deer do not bother. So there's another good reason to plant lilac, because we all know it's a heck of a lot better than honeysuckle.
Absolutely. So, and you know, if folks want to see... And certainly I'm biased here because it was the last big project that I was working on when before I retired from Metro Parks. Cox Arboretum Metro Park has a very nice collection of lilacs surrounding the shrub garden pond. And they're young, but they're all of blooming size. And this is the time to go out there and take a leisurely stroll, because I cleverly situated them very near that primary path that goes around the pond. And
outstanding.
It's an easy walk.
Outstanding. Rich, as always, thank you so much. And you're not allowed to say anymore, because I know you're just itching to some type of bull crap to kind of lead our listeners to a place where they don't need to be listened to. So
I know, and if I misbehaved, you'd smack me like a bad dog or something, you know?
No, I'd never do that.
Oh, I just did it.
I know you did. Rich, take care, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Rich Pearson, a good friend and colleague. He's a certified arborist and horticulturalist. And when we come back, we're going to continue with What Plant I Am, even though he just gave it all away. We're going to talk to Eric, Sharon, and Melissa and you on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The spring make you want to think green? Hi, this is Randy from Green Velvet Sod Farms, and we're kicking off our 58th year in business, supplying you with everything you need to keep your lawn and landscape beautiful and green. Let's start with Green Velvet's Instant Lawn Kentucky Bluegrass and Turf-Type Tall Fescue Sod. Lay it today and enjoy it tomorrow. It's that easy. But sod is just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We can proudly provide you with the highest quality grass seed, fertilizer, lawn, landscape, and athletic field supplies you will find anywhere. Have questions? Take advantage of Green Velvet's most valuable product, expert advice. With four locations throughout Dayton and Columbus, our team of turf professionals is right around the corner with solutions to all of your lawn care needs. Trust Green Velvet's turf team for cutting-edge solutions that will make your neighbors green with envy. Check out our new website at greenvelvet.com. And remember, it's easy to be green with Green Velvet.
It's back, your brown, weed-infested yard. Not a beautiful sight. Call New Lawn. Their professional weed and feed experts can make your lawn beautiful with just four quarterly applications. Serving Clark, Champaign, and Madison counties. Call 937-828-1321 for a free lawn analysis. Visit their website at nu-lawn.com. Your weeds are gone and the grass is green with the New Lawn team. For a free lawn analysis, call 937-828-1321.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. Did you know that even if you choose cremation, that you can still choose a traditional grave space and headstone? At David Cemetery, you and a loved one can place your cremations together on one space and provide your family a traditional final resting place. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Many babies baby boomers will pay more taxes in retirement than during their highest wage earning years. Avoid this trap. Visit MyRetirementProtected.com. Hi, this is Chuck Oliver, wealth strategist and best-selling author. I have real solutions for you to keep what you've worked so hard to earn. Visit MyRetirementProtected.com. Don't waste time waiting for a new administration to solve what is a tax trap headed our way. Get answers now at MyRetirementProtected.com. I'll teach you how you can gain tax-free growth on your retirement savings. Visit MyRetirementProtected.com.
Interested in training to become a certified peace officer? Greene County Career Center's affordable Peace Officer Basic Training Program can prepare you for the state certification exam. Recent graduates have found employment with area police departments, sheriff's offices, universities and hospitals, and park and wildlife divisions. Call Greene County Career Center at 372-6941. Financial aid available for those who qualify. Call 372-6941.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, learn how you can benefit from becoming a member and making a difference for your business. At PwC, they understand the challenges facing the public sector. PwC's advisory pros help public sector agencies solve complex issues, manage risk, and add value. PwC is proud to work with the Air Force and help solve the issues that challenge their mission. Find out more at pwc.com/public sector. Dayton Defense, the voice of the defense community. Visit DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Mom gave us a scare recently when she stopped taking her medications. When we asked her what was going on, she told us she kept forgetting to take them.
How do you know when it's time? Symphony at Centerville can help your family navigate through the difficult decisions brought on by memory loss. A brand new memory care community located on Paragon Road is now taking reservations. Call Symphony at Centerville now at 937-999-2586 to learn more about their unique approach to memory care. Symphony at Centerville.
Ed Smith Flowers and Gifts, Dayton's downtown florist, reminds you that Wednesday is Administrative Professionals Day. Call 222-9441 or go to edsmithflowers.com and order flower arrangements. They'll deliver them too. Ed Smith Flowers and Gifts, 209 West Riverview Avenue.
Hundreds of reporters working around the clock to bring you the latest news from the Miami Valley. You can depend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It is 7:25. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
A cool start to your Saturday with a few passing showers possible. We'll keep those clouds around heading into the afternoon. Highs climbing into the upper 50s near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar is got a clear sweep all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana, all the way to Wapak, Connecticut, over to Columbus and down to Cincinnati. Resting at 45 degrees here at home on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And the views and opinions expressed here on Garden Talk are purely mine and are based on science and best practices for your yard, garden, and landscape, because I am the tree and plant expert, and I'm happy to help you at 457-1290, and we're going to continue with what plant I am. And here we go. I'm going to give you the description, and then we'll hit the calls at 457-1290. I am an easy-to-grow, average to medium, well-drained, moist soils. I can be grown in full sun, and I can be grown in part shade, but I prefer, ideally, soils that are moist, organic rich, acidic soils in part shade, and I will benefit from about 2 to 4 inches of mulch over my roots in summer, but definitely not against the trunk of myself. I am a deciduous tree. I typically grow 15 to 30 feet tall. I have low branches, broadly pyramidal, but sometimes I develop a flat top habit. I am arguably maybe the most beautiful of the Native American flowering trees. I am a native of Maine to all the way to southern Ontario, to Illinois, to Kansas, to south, all the way to Florida, Texas, and I can even be found in Mexico. I am the state tree of many states. My flowers are true, and my true flowers of me are actually tiny, yellow, green, and insignificant. And being compact and have little button-like clusters. However, every part of me, of my flowers, have four distinctly showy petals that could be white, pink, or almost red. And I give off the appearance of a very large white, the pink, the red flower. My leaves are oval, sometimes 3 to 6 inches long, and attractive with shades of red in the fall. I have bright red berries that are bitter and inedible to humans. In fact, some folks claim that I'm poisonous, but I am loved and adored by birds. My genus comes from the Latin word horn, which preferably describes the strength and the density of my wood. And I am my species epithet, which is like genus and species, is a Latin word for flows or flower because of my attractive spring flowers. And by the way, John, that word also rhymes with a state in the United States. More clues, John Tisdale. My common name is probably the reference to an old-time use of hard, slender stems of myself to make skewers to cook hot dogs. Finally, John Tisdale, and everyone listening this morning, what plant am I? And let's go to the telephone lines and let's go talk to Sharon. Sharon, what plant am I?
Well, the answer I gave, I know, is now incorrect. Crab apple is what I said.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are incorrect, Sharon. 457-1290. Let's go once again to Eric in Dayton. Eric in Dayton, what plant am I?
Could it be Cornus florida, a.k.a. flowering dogwood?
Outstanding, Eric. You are the winner of a $25 gift card to Knollwood. And by the way, Eric, do you know what else is unique about dogwood?
Actually, it is used to treat mange.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Which is potentially why it got its name dogwood.
Uh-huh.
I also know that it is the state tree and flower of Virginia.
Right. And what else?
The berries are bitter and typically eaten by humans.
Religiously, the legend goes that this plant was actually used as the wood for the crucifixion of Christ.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And allegedly that from that point forward, it became a small tree, and that's why there's a little bit of red in its flowers and the petals that mimics the blood of Christ. It's kind of an interesting story behind it. But, sir, I'm going to put you on hold, Eric. You're the proud winner of a $25 gift card to Knollwood because they're gardeners like you and I, and congratulations to you. Becca and company will talk to you in just a few moments, okay? Happy gardening and congratulations. All right, guys, he's up on the line. When we come back, we'll go in the grass with Randy Tischer from Green Velvet Sod Farms on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:31. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News Update. Our top story, the latest on the status of ISIS in Syria.
Chance of a few passing showers today with temperatures slightly cooler than average. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team traffic. Crews are en route to a crash on Linden Avenue and Richard Street in Dayton, but those freeways still looking all clear. Looking at eastbound I-70 at State Route 49, the 19-mile stretch to I-675 is taking 17 minutes. Well, the Islamic State group is on the move.
A senior U.S. defense official says ISIS has essentially moved its capital 80 miles south to Deir al-Zor in anticipation of a U.S.-led military effort to retake Raqqa, which has now been surrounded by U.S.-backed troops.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon says some days ago, ISIS began setting up bureaucratic functions for their self-proclaimed government just outside Raqqa, where a U.S. airstrike reportedly killed a mid-level associate to the leader of ISIS today. today. And well, an Indiana man is in Miami Valley Hospital this morning after being taken by CareFlight from the scene of a crash in Dart County. The sheriff's office says 42-year-old Jeremy Kimball drove off left of center and off the road into a tree. Kimball reportedly wasn't wearing a seatbelt in that crash that happened on Palestine Union City Road just before 8 last night. Investigators say alcohol is suspected to be a factor in that crash. Now the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
Lots of clouds around through this morning. Could see a few passing showers, especially along and south of Interstate 70. Temperatures climbing into the 50s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is still looking all clear throughout the Miami Valley. We've got 44 degrees in Wilmington, 43 degrees in Springfield, and 45 degrees here in Dayton at 7:33. If news breaks, we break it immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Knollwood Garden Center was producing over 2 million cut flowers a year when Dad and Uncle Dave came into the business. Hi, this is John from Knollwood, and flowers remain a huge part of what we do. But it's not about being the biggest. It's about earning the trust gardeners place on us to help them succeed. People tell us their garden is therapy for both body and soul. We're happy to play a part in the process. Let us know how we can help you. Knollwood Garden Center in Beaver Creek, we're gardeners just like you. Sometimes it's easier to just say, I'll take both, especially for gardeners with sun and shade. Thursday through Sunday is Knollwood's Impatience and Begonia Sale. Save big on perfect plants for sun and shade. A flat of 36 shade-loving Impatience, just $12.99. A flat of 36 sun-loving begonias, just $12.99. 4 days only, Thursday through Sunday. The perfect time for the perfect sale on the perfect plants. And a perfectly good reason to shop Knollwood in Beaver Creek this Thursday through Sunday.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Think spring, think comfortable driving. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
I often ask people, what do you have faith in? Sounds like an odd question, but we all have faith in something. It may or may not be God. It could be money, our job, our family, our spouse, our abilities, or our golf game. Regardless of what your answer is, we all do have faith in something. So what is it that you have faith in? At Fairhaven Church, we're brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but we are simply invited to accept. We look for answers together in this uncertain world, and we find them. We would love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhavenchurch.org. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime. W-H-I-O.
How can you grow a better lawn? Let's go in the grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. Tischer.
Yeah, it's a great morning.
You know what? The grass is sure growing.
Yeah, it is.
And what are we talking about today?
Well, I sent you a little blog on something that I find fascinating. I really didn't realize was really going on in the turf. And that is these burrowing
crayfish or a crawdad.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
And you know, Mark, I don't know where I've been for the last 50 years, but I've seen these there are actually crawdads. You know, when I always go up to Michigan and go out in the lake, there's crawdads in the lake crawling around with little pinchers like little lobsters.
Right.
And
right.
It never dawned on me that a cousin of those crawdads or crayfish are a turf pest also until pretty recently in my life. But I've never talked to you about burrowing crayfish, but I can tell you we had a meeting with our team here at Green Velvet yesterday, and Gary Snyder showed me a picture of a burrowing crayfish little mound of clay that they pushed up out of the ground just right here in our backyard. So I thought it was fascinating, and I thought I'd talk about it.
You know, there's not a whole lot you can do about it except improve drainage with crayfish.
I know Joe Boggs with Ohio State Extension wrote an article about burrowing crayfish about a year ago. I've been doing a little research here, but there isn't. Joe said about the only thing you can do is try to catch that little crayfish as he's walking around on the turf. I guess they come out of these holes at night.
Yeah.
And go look for something to eat, And he laughingly, I think, says about the only way you can kill one is step on it with a well-placed foot. But, you know, they don't do any damage. They just will push up one heck. Sometimes these mounds of dirt are 6 or 8 inches tall.
Yep.
And the clay dries, and then you hit it with a lawnmower, and you got a missile shooting somewhere at somebody of clay. But those crayfish are just like their cousins. They need water, so they burrow down to the water table so they can get oxygen, just like their cousin that lives in the lake. And it just was a fascinating little turf pest that we normally don't talk about much.
And when you hit them with the mower, they sure make a lot of noise.
Yeah, they do. They wake you up. But other than that, the grass is growing. If you haven't gotten your pre-emergent for crabgrass and foxtail down, you're late, but not totally out of luck. We switch a lot of people over to Dimension, which has a good post-emergent control for early germinated crabgrass. And so there's lots to do, including mow, because you're right, the grass is growing real well right now.
You know, Randy, there's a lot of people right now that have finally gotten wind of the whole glyphosate thing. I mean,
yeah.
It's to the point where, I mean, Monsanto has got a roundup for this and a roundup for that and a roundup for that and this, that, and the other thing, to the point of complete confusion. And
yeah, Mark, I expect to start hearing, now that we're in the season, I expect to start hearing numerous cases where they grabbed the wrong Roundup for the wrong purpose,
right.
And I would expect that Green Velvet will be helping replace a lot of lawns that were sprayed with the wrong Roundup. I don't know why. I know Monsanto has a lot of love for their name Roundup, and it's well recognized. But boy, when you say Roundup to anybody, you know they pretty much know that that's what you put on your yard to kill everything, and now they make a Roundup that is supposed to just kill the broadleafs, and I think it's going to be a nightmare for them, but what do I know? They're smarter than I am, I guess.
No, they're not. I mean, I'm saying from an arboricultural standpoint,
yeah,
this is bad. I mean, this is as bad as it gets, because the problem is that I was at the hardware store yesterday with Kim, and of course I go down the aisle and look at what they're selling. And they got Roundup for this. One Roundup had glyphosate,
yep.
Imazapyr, and it also had Trimec in it. And, you know, I started to read the label. And I'm a good reader. I mean, I read 2,000 to 3,000 pages a week with the things I do. So I read a lot. And
yeah.
I can read pretty quick. It took me literally 15 minutes to read this label to find the precautionary statement that said do not apply near trees. Now, the average person that buys this stuff, are they going to take that 15, 20 minutes to read the label?
Nah, you know, I would submit to you that most turf, even turf professionals, don't take the needed time to read that whole label. I'm always amazed at the questions I get asked by some people that are in the business for a professional nature. But I agree with you 100%. This is going to be a case where you really need to read that label entirely before you use that Roundup product. And otherwise, I guarantee that you think you're going to go out there trying to kill the dandelions, and you grab the wrong jug, and you killed the dandelion, all right, but you killed the rest of the turf too. I agree with you.
The scary part with all of this, though, Randy, is when you start putting a Mazapyr in there, and some of this stuff's got long residual life.
Well, yeah. I mean, I use a Mazapyr on my around my fences, and a Mazapyr is a really awesome herbicide, but it's a sterilant. It will not only kill what's there, it will keep everything else from growing for, depends on how heavy the rate is, but it will keep things growing for the rest of the year. So,
and I'm going to tell you a quick story about a Mazapyr.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last year, my neighbor, it's always my neighbor had a so-called lawn company apply broadleaf weed control to her property.
That's all right.
And which is fine, but there's only one problem. It had a Mazapyr in it, and it also had triplet, and it also had triclopyr.
Yep.
One of my maple trees this spring, I'm sadly to report, that really showed significant herbicide injuries last summer, the top third is not leafing out.
Is that right?
Yep.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know me, I'm the guy that trims my my trees around the sod farm with a bulldozer. So, you know, if I use that product and it hurts some of the bushes and trees, I'm trying to get rid of those trees anyway. They crowd out my sod field, but I can see where you're going to have a problem there, and well, I agree with you.
And the replacement value
about this Roundup.
And this is the thing that comes to play, though, Randy, is that this maple is approximately a 4-inch diameter maple.
Yeah.
And its replacement value is at $2,500.
Yeah, that's how much it's worth.
It's how much it's going to cost this company to replace my tree. Now, granted, I'm pretty articulate on these things because I've done it for a long time, but you know, the problem is that by their own hand, it says in the label, do not apply within the active root zones of trees.
Yep.
So they, you know, and this is the bottom line. It doesn't. It only ends up costing people money. And that's why I said this morning, I am not going to say the R word the whole year, because quite frankly, I don't want to mislead anybody to apply something that could hurt their plants. And that's unless they're going to sign an affidavit that says they're going to read the label, which I know that's not going to be the case. You know?
Well, in today's world, I think we all need to really read that label and read it about two or three times. And if you don't understand it, call somebody that is a professional and can help you before you start putting that product down.
Exactly. Well, Mr. Tischer, as always, take care of you. Great conversation, and have a good weekend, okay?
Well, so far, it's been great grass-growing weather. We actually planted some of our fields this week, and it was dry enough to get a little bit of work done on our sod farm, and I'm most of me is smiling right now. Now it won't last long, but we'll see what happens next week.
You mean you're satisfied?
What's that?
You mean you're happy right now about the weather?
Yeah, I'm pretty chipper.
And your wife? What does your wife say about this?
She knows it'll change. That's everybody here knows. You know, don't get too excited. He won't stay that way long.
I'm just saying, I can't believe he's happy with the weather.
Yeah, if you just wait a minute, and it's just like the weather. I'll, my mood will change.
Mr. Tischer, have a fabulous day.
I'll do it, Mark. Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You've been In the Grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms. Our Ask the Expert phone lines are open to answer your gardening and landscape questions. Call Mark Weber at 457-1290. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, I would love to speak to you with whatever is happening in your yard, garden, and landscape. 457-1290. A couple programming notes as we continue with this hour and next. Top of next hour, really important information that we're going to talk about. The consequences of invasive plants. And we're going to talk about particularly what it's doing to wildlife. And this is a topic that many of you have heard me talk about in the past. I tend to irritate certain people who like to harbor invasive plants because for some reason they think that they have some type of right to harbor something that causes other people's harm. And unfortunately, they are so sadly mistaken and incorrect. But we're going to talk about the consequences if you hold honeysuckle in your property. If you keep honeysuckle in your property, you are dramatically affecting the ecosystem. You're affecting the plants and animals that rely on native plants. And we're also going to talk in great specificity next hour about how honeysuckle also harbors ticks. You know, you hear so much about Lyme's disease and all of the bad things that ticks can do to you. Well, University of Purdue has shown that where we have honeysuckle at, we have a high frequencies of ticks. And if I believe that because of the harboring of invasive plants, it's created health concerns for you and I. It has caused for native animals to have their habitats destroyed and their food sources removed related to the harboring of invasive plants. And we're going to talk a lot about that next hour of Garden Talk. So stay tuned. Good stuff. Be sure to tell your friends and neighbors about it as well. When we come back, we'll give you an updated weather forecast and so much more on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Sockslagers is our name.
It's time to play in the dirt again during our 58th annual spring sale. In our 7 acres of greenhouses, Sockslagers grows a wide variety of flowery baskets starting at $9.99 and bedding geraniums. Buy one pack, get another pack free. Pick from quality vegetable plants, fruit trees and potted herbs. Stockslager's spring sale now through Sunday, April 30th, 1 mile west of New Lebanon on US 35.
Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
Your favorite Snapper dealers kicking off the yard care season with a big spring sale. Get some of the best deals of the season on Snapper lawn tractors, zero-turn mowers, walk-behind mowers, and rear-engine riders. Rebates are available on select models, and special financing plans are available with approved credit. But hurry, rebate offers expire soon. Ask your dealer for details. The spring sale's underway now. So visit Coleman Lawn Equipment, 2133 Troy Road, Springfield, today to check out the complete lineup of Snapper products. Snapper, easy to use, easy to own.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
Hi, I'm Paula from New Lebanon, and I'm not only a patient of Dr. Volk's, but I'm also an assistant. You know, I see this procedure every day, and I hear patients say, wow, you're done already? That was quick. So that was really my thinking, too, when he got mine in. And then the fact that it's so painless that he put my implants in, and I got back up and went back to work.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. 0437.
We made it. Spring is here. Time to start our spring projects. Hi, this is Jeremy from Handcrafted Amish Furniture in Beaver Creek. We have outdoor furniture arriving soon to make your spring and summer backyard adventures more enjoyable. We also offer, as always, a full line of furniture to suit every need of your home. And right now, we are offering special spring savings event. We're paying your sales tax, giving you free delivery, and 12 months no interest on qualifying purchases. It's a great time to buy at Handcrafted Amish Furniture. Visit our showroom at 1360 North Fairfield Road or at DaytonAmishFurniture.com.
Mom gave us a scare recently when she stopped taking her medications. When we asked her what was going on, she told us she kept forgetting to take them.
How do you know when it's time? Symphony at Centerville can help your family navigate through the difficult decisions brought on by memory loss. A brand new memory care community located on Paragon Road is now taking reservations. Call Symphony at Centerville now at 937-999-2586 to learn more about their unique approach to memory care. Symphony at Centerville.
Visit Meng's Martial Arts of Centerville, located at 51 East Spring Valley Road. Our students are champions on the training floor and in life. Our school is teaching more than just punches and kicks. Call us at 937-204-4257 to get 2 free weeks and we'll show you what we're all about.
Keeping your family safe. Our Storm Center 7 team of meteorologists bring you the information you need to know around the clock 24/7. Depend on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO.
It is 7:53. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
A cool start to your Saturday with a few passing showers possible. We'll keep those clouds around heading into the afternoon. Highs climbing into the upper 50s near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HD7 radar is clear. We've got overcast sky, sun beginning to rise over the eastern horizon. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic and garden talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290. And don't forget, Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. We run to the 9 o'clock hour. And coming up this next hour of Garden Talk, really good stuff. Please, please stay tuned because we're going to be talking about things that really, really matter. 457-1290. Let's head to the telephone lines. And let's head to Jamestown and let's go talk to Tommy. Tommy, good morning and welcome to Garden Talk with Mark Weber. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, buddy. Got a quick question on a bad habit. I'm trying to grow tobacco this year.
Okay.
Never done it. I've been watching multi-videos. Garden's ready for it. Do you know any way of fermenting it naturally? Like after it's already been air cured.
Ferment? Are you talking about after you've picked it and you've dried it?
Yes.
Unless I would do some research, I wouldn't even begin to tell you on that front. I have never in my professional 40 years of practice ever been asked that question. I can go into all. I mean, the only thing I will tell you about tobacco as a plant, it is an extremely needy plant when it comes to nutrition.
Right, right. And see, I'm surrounded by multiple acres of farmland, so.
Okay, but Tommy, just listen to me for just a moment, sir, in all due respect. Have you done a soil test?
No, but we've grown so
Tommy.
I always hear you get on people.
Tommy, I'm telling you, this plant is as particular as it comes.
Right on.
Okay, and if you're going to invest your time, you're going to invest your blood, your sweat, and your tears into something. Don't waste your energy trying to do something that's going to be a predictable, foreseeable failure. You know, it's kind of like this, and I keep talking about soil testing and best practices.
Right on.
But my point is, Tommy, don't waste. You've got enough time that you can do a soil test. At least you will know what to subsidize and add into the soil that you'll increase your likelihood of producing a product, because the bottom line is what are you growing? The only thing you grow tobacco to do is for the leaves, unless you're growing it for the flower.
Right on.
So if you don't have the right nutrition in the soil, how in the God's green earth are you going to produce any leaves? And I can tell you right now, from what my memory is remembering from the last time I did a soil analysis for somebody for tobacco, tobacco takes almost, I think, a third more nitrogen per year than even turf grass does to produce. I know that because I've done soil analysis for growers that grew burley tobacco in the Carolinas. So what I'm trying to tell you is don't screw with this, because you're going to waste your money. And plus, on top of that, you're going to make sure that you understand how you're going to control tobacco hornworm. It will be in there by the hordes, and this is an insect that will eat your plants to the ground overnight.
Yeah, there's a natural powder that you can throw around there that dries them up. That's all I've read about. My mom throws it in her chicken coops. I mean, you can throw it about anywhere, so I'm kind of game on that. I mean, you can actually pick it up by the spoonfuls out of the bag, and it won't do nothing to you.
Yeah,
bugs get on and it dries them out.
That's Bacillus thuringiensis. But I will tell you, though, is that it's typically applied by a liquid spray versus you're just throwing down a powder, okay?
Right on.
All right, but my point is, Tommy, and I'm not trying to be belligerent here with you or try to be scolding. I'm just trying to share with you is to do the soil testing.
Oh, for sure, dude, for sure.
Okay, and then are you going to raise your plants by seed and then transplant them out?
By seed indoors and then transplant when ready.
Okay, how are you going to raise those? You going to raise them in peat pots, or how are you going to raise them?
Not peat pots. I'm actually going to do single cells. I'm going to weed them out, pick out the strong ones, transplant them into a little bigger area.
Okay, so Tommy, let's make sure that our soilless mix that we've got implanted in has some type of slow-release fertilizer in it, so that those plants don't go into the ground nutritionally deficient. That's another important thing. That's the reason I brought that up. Good luck to you, sir, and let me know how your tobacco turns out. Okay, I guess I'm giving tobacco advice now, John Tisdale. When we come back, we're going to talk to Henry about something eating his grass. A whole hour of garden talk, but more importantly, learn about the consequences of having dangerous invasive plants on your property. Coming up next hour on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.